The 99th annual Toy Fair opened in New York City this week. Despite the recession and the event of September, the toy industry posted gains over the past year. The subcategory of family games was especially strong, with sales way up late last year. As NPR's Margot Adler reports, that could be because when times are difficult, families want to spend more time together.
There were still human beings dressed in the outfits of licensed characters to greet you on the street in front of the toy building. There were still actors demonstrating new products who seemed pumped up on adrenaline. For example, this man demonstrating the Blenda Booger drink in the Queasy Bake Oven for Boys.
You pull one down and you may think it's candy, but it's not. Well, this one looks like it's not, but it's actually candy. Oh, yeah, it tastes great.
But despite occasional moments like that, things were toned down this year, and many of the big toy companies like Hasbro said they are emphasizing their core games and products like Monopoly and G.I. Joe. At the Toy Industry Association's news conference last week, Neil Friedman, president of Mattel's Fisher-Price brand, said families may be spending more time together since 9/11, and right after the attack, some toys were taken off the shelves, but the definition of a toy has not changed.
Kids are still kids. It's still funny to be gross when you're 9 years old, and the battle for good or evil piques the imagination.
What has changed is parents' perception, said Friedman. We look at toys differently because our own perception of the world has changed.
But there's a limit to how much adults can impact a child's toy preference, because the definition of toys has not changed. Toys are something for a child to play with spontaneously.
And that means they are not defined by adult perceptions. Still, September 11th has had an impact on toys. According to NPD Fun World, the toy tracking unit of the NPD Group, a leading market information provider, family games increased by almost 400% between the third quarter and the fourth quarter of 2001. Companies like Hasbro, that put out Monopoly and Scrabble, are going with new editions of these games. For example, Michael Schaefer of Hasbro demonstrates a new American edition of Monopoly.
We've added a kind of educational bent to the game. For example, on all the properties now, they become things like the birth of rock and roll or the invention of the telephone. And the pewter tokens are real charming, nice quality, like the apple pie, the Liberty Bell, Uncle Sam's hat.
And the money looks old-fashioned and all of one color. Not every game is that stodgy. There are Star Wars and Simpsons versions of old favorites like Clue and The Game of Life. And there's a game called Vampire Hunter, which you play in the dark with a red and blue light, and depending on the light, the board changes.
Here's some fog over here. Here's a friendly villager. Before each turn, you draw the card, change the night. You would press the tower to change the light from red to blue. And look, that die that had rolled an 8 before is now a 6, and the fog has turned into a vampire.
That may be the cleverest game that Hasbro had to offer, but the best fun at Toy Fair was not at the mega corporations, but at the Javits Center, where individual entrepreneurs and small companies were hawking their games. You could find Tycoon, created by a pair of stockbrokers, or Europoly, featuring, you guessed it, the Euro, or Oil Man, perhaps the perfect gift in the age of Enron, or Trash, a game based on the National Enquirer. Over at Out of the Box Publishing, the maker of games like Apples to Apples and Blink, you could take a turn or watch others.
Are you ready? Okay, go.
Blink is something like Spit and Uno combined. It's very fast.
Shape, color.
So the object is to see who gets rid of their cards
faster. The first one out of the cards wins.
Ellen Osterhaus of Out of the Box says they emphasize games that are easy to learn and fast to play.
We're in a different generation now. We don't want to spend time reading a 20-page rule book. We want to learn the games fast, yet that doesn't mean we want them to be simple.
Over in the next aisle, there's Looney Labs. Kristen Looney, who tells me she is the business czar of the company and introduces me to the sales baron. She shows me a card game called Flux. On the surface, it's simple. You draw a card and play one, but the rules keep changing.
There's also keepers that are things like milk and cookies and death, and goal cards that are going to be a combination of two keepers, like milk and cookies, Rocky to the Moon, Sun of the Moon, death and taxes, things like that.
Are you confused yet?
Take another turn.
It's unclear what's going on as you play.
Take another turn, and it says donuts.
But everyone is laughing and having such a good time. It's clearly the mark of a good group game. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.